So that was well artistic. That's the death of the... banks have accepted that checks are going away. They've accepted this a long time ago. Today, the Reserve Bank Governor, Glenn Stevens, noted the demise of the check. So we've got to find a burial date, I suppose, for this and figure out what it means. I'm joined now by Chris Hamilton, Chief Executive of the Payments Industry Self-Regulatory Body, the Australian Payments and Clearing Association, or APCA, which I might just use from now on. Chris, thanks for joining us.
G'day.
When was the last time you got a check?
Last time I got one? Gee, I can't remember that. I have a checkbook, and people my age generally do, although anyone under 30 is not likely to. But I can't remember the last time I wrote one either.
Yeah, I know. This is the whole point, isn't it? They're gone, aren't they? Can we just come up with a date and say, that's it, don't need them, all over?
Well, the trouble with that is there are a lot of people who've grown up with them. So older people, generally speaking, are much more likely to use checks than younger people. So what we've got is not so much that they're still in wide use, but they're still regularly used in particular pockets. That's our problem right now.
Good point, actually, because I'm looking at all the texts that we're getting.
Yeah.
And everyone who seems to be talking about receiving them seems to be referencing their parents.
Right, you go.
So, that's the thing. So, my dad gave me a check last week, et cetera, et cetera. It's all of that sort of stuff.
Yep. So they are not a particularly efficient mechanism. They're relatively expensive. They do take a long time to process, which I think has already been pointed out on your show. And indeed, electronic payments in Australia are much faster than a check, and arguably more secure. I think there's a debate goes on around that. Look at it this way: nearly all of us get paid our salary, or whatever our biggest payment is, we get that electronically into our bank accounts.
Yeah.
So we rely absolutely on the electronic payment.
Okay. So has anyone successfully got rid of the check?
Yes. Yes, indeed. So the first thing to say is not all countries have the same tradition of checks as we do. The French love checks. The United States loves checks. And indeed, other Anglo-Saxon countries tend to like checks. Mm. Lots of European countries have never had a really strong tradition of it. And a number of them have actually formally got rid of them.
Well, so who? Who got rid of them?
The Dutch no longer have checks. They did have a check tradition, and they formally removed them. And they're on the way out in a number of the other northern European countries, Germany, for example.
Right, but in the UK, is it true the UK tried to do this? I think they announced they were going to get rid of checks by 2018.
Yep.
And then they were forced to backtrack on that. Is that right?
Right. So the big problem there was, I think they went about it the wrong way. This is my point about pockets of regular usage.
Yeah.
They published the date and then said, but don't worry, we'll make sure you've got appropriate alternatives before we phase it out. And they said 2018. And then everybody, of course, then got really excited about the date and said, you're taking my checkbook away from me.
Yep.
And it became a political issue and questions asked in Parliament and so forth and so on. So they had to backtrack on that. Now, we have not done that here. What we do want to do is point out to everyone that actually they're going away. It's not a question of someone taking your checkbook. It's that people don't want to be giving you checks anymore.
Yeah.
And people are voting with their feet. That's our problem.
Okay. The big question that's unanswered in all of this is, what will they give lotto winners? So if checks are no longer legal,
what
do you do in the photo op? You can't sit there with a computer terminal or a smartphone. It doesn't have the same ring.
Yeah, look, I'm prepared to concede that there will be ceremonial big checks, right? Hand over on relevant moments.
I propose a rule where the only legal checks would have to be bigger than a certain size.
No, I really like that. That's a good rule.
Okay.
That's a good rule.
Good. Work with me on it, Chris. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, terrific.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoyed it.
Chris Hamilton, Chief Executive of the Payments Industry Self-Regulating Body, which is called APCA. There you go. 19 minutes to 7, and I'm starting to cop it now. Excuse me, Mr. City Slicker. People in the country use checks. That's from Sylvie. This is being pushed by banks. Oh, okay. And I have the last count of the number of people who tell me they pay their fines by check because they hope it's annoying for the authority that's fined them. And they like to delay the payment just to annoy them. Like Brands, hope it's annoying for the city when I get a parking fine. There you go. Oh, gee, you're a vindictive lot, aren't you? I'm loving this. This is quite amazing, getting an insight into the way in which you pay for things and the number of checks that are still going around in certain places. Keep your thoughts coming. 0418 226 576. Twitter @RNDrive. It's 18 to 7.